Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here with Lisa Yelagin and Anne Gare, owners of Pie Plus Tart, a boutique pie and tart shop, as one would assume from the name, in downtown Easton, right across from State Theater. So Lisa and Anne, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, let's start with a little background. How did you both end up here? What are your respective backgrounds in baking in the food business?
Well, I came from Australia about 20 years ago and landed in New York City and visited a friend here in Easton, and decided it was lovely, and so I moved my family here in 2011. Was a stay-at-home mum for a couple of years, then worked down at the Easton Public Market, and then decided to start baking pies, and here I am, owning my own shop.
And Anne?
I sort of had a similarly circuitous path to Easton. I went to culinary school in the early 90s in Chicago and worked in some catering companies and restaurants, and then got distracted and did other things for a long time. I ended up as part of the retail apocalypse, and in the process of trying to find a job in retail, I thought, well, I'll just start making things to sell. And I got completely enamored of the food scene in Easton. It was very, several lucky breaks got me there, and it has been the best path back into the kitchen that I could have imagined.
And how did you two connect?
We were both doing our respective things at a place called Common Space in Easton, which was a big commercial kitchen. I was using it to bake my pies, which I was selling from a tiny little space at the front. And Anne was doing her own thing in a pop-up restaurant there called Tart. And one day we just sort of decided, I said, I need to make pies for a living and I need to do something with someone. You look like you're looking for someone to do something with. And we said, okay, let's do it.
Well, I think that's what starts happening when you have a food scene, whether it's a city like Easton or the Lehigh Valley as a whole. You start encountering other people that have a shared interest and a shared passion, and Pie Plus Tart happens, right?
It absolutely did.
So let's talk about the pies and tarts you make. Wide variety. I've been in your place. Talk a little bit about the sweet and savory offers that you have.
Well, we don't really like the structure of a menu, so we decided not to have one. We make whatever we feel like making, or whatever the ingredients in our coolers demand we make on any given day, or what the seasonality of what's available demands we make. So we are free to explore whatever we're interested in. We are happy to take special orders, so we'll make anything that anyone would like us to make. We even have a couple of customers who come in with their own recipes, old family recipes, and they say, can you make this? And we always say yes.
So what sort of things might be in the store?
In the case.
Yeah, in the case
yeah,
sometimes
this week. We have one major display case. Uh-huh. Bottom level is savory pies and tarts. We make a selection of small 5-inch hand pies, the Australian meat pies in a couple of different varieties. Chicken curry is a very good seller. We do some dinner size pies. Anne makes phenomenal quiches in a variety of fillings. And then on the top level is all of our sweets, which can be sweet pies, fruit pies, custard pies, tarts, little tarts, medium-sized tarts, a variety of pastries we use. Anne's got a few favorites that she sticks to, and they're just phenomenal.
And what are those favorites, Anne?
I really like making things with almond frangipani. So it's a ground almond. It's very similar to marzipan. Mm-hmm. That's the flavor profile, but it's something that you can bake with, and it's less dense. It becomes something that holds fruit or holds chocolate or holds other flavors beautifully. And it's just absolutely delicious, and people who don't even know they like it turn out to like it very much indeed. And then another some things that are always in the case are always a lemon thing or always a chocolate thing, but not bound by any, we have to make this thing this week. We don't.
No real at least at this point, no signature items that people can expect to see in all the time, or do you always have a handful of things?
Interesting. The other day, Lisa said, you don't have any frangipani in the case, Anne. And so that became a, well, then that's what has to be made today.
a couple of things we like to always keep. The Australian beef meat pies. Sausage rolls are a very Australian thing. A pork and sage sausage roll we do. And we have people travelling for those. Like Australians, we're like a beacon. They search it on the internet and we pop up and they're like, they'll drive 2 hours to get us.
Right, we were saying you have people coming in from New York City and Philadelphia because they have no
Which
other
place. Which is astounding to us and very exciting.
It's like there's a kangaroo bat signal up in the sky that says, go to Easton, there's proper pie.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful that we're bringing people into Easton from those other areas. Not only do they see what you're doing at Pie Plus Tart, but they might see other parts of the food scene, whether it's the public market or the other restaurants there too.
Oh, they absolutely do. And there's a few Australians in the Lehigh Valley, and I know that because they've all come into the shop. I'm sure at this stage we've had all of the Australians. There might be a few that might hear the show and be like, what?
I never knew, right? They're looking up for the bat signal.
Right, so here it is.
So what makes a good pie and tart in terms of crust, in terms of balance, filling? What sort of mouthfeel, what kind of texture do you look for?
In terms of, our crusts are all butter crusts. People come in asking if we use shortening or lard, which is I don't know, it's common these days, but shortening I would never use. I just, have you seen shortening? Have you seen lard?
Yeah.
We don't, it doesn't, nobody asks for an extra pat of lard on anything or an extra pat of shortening.
In the 70s, my mother had this big tub of Crisco that would be used, and it just didn't look like,
that's right.
Like it came out of a chemical plant.
And indeed it did. But butter is, it smells amazing and it tastes better, and the chemistry is closer to alchemy than actually chemistry. So I think a lot of people are really taken with that. They didn't realize what it really could taste like. So we're both very strict about, you know, we make things really by hand. So it's all, there's very little machinery being used, and I think the difference between what people are used to and what they taste in the shop is very striking.
And when you say what they're used to, maybe what they get at a conventional bakery or in the supermarket, what kind of nuances or differences might they experience?
Even what people bake with at home. There's a lot of bakers that have grown up with Crisco crusts, and they are used to that flavor and that consistency. So when they have an all-butter, flaky, gorgeous handmade crust, they're like, oh, what's different about it? And it's very, very different.
Yeah. I mean, even our flaky crust is almost more like a puff pastry. The way it's made makes it act very similarly, and so it just looks completely different. The mouthfeel is completely different, and we wouldn't do it any other way.
Now, are the recipes that you have been making for many, many years that, you certainly perfected over time, but are kind of very traditional and close to you?
Right. There's one particular pie filling that I started making and it's the vegetarian, one of the very standard vegetarian savory pies, and it's a potato, spinach, and ricotta. And I was making that when I was about 9.
Okay.
I found it in a Woman's Weekly Australian cookbook, and it had a wholemeal pastry back then. And I used to make it every now and again. It was very simple, and I love it. My kids loved it, so when I started making pies, I made it, and people do like it.
Another import into the U.S. and Easton.
Yep. But there's the Australian meat pie filling I had to fiddle around with. I remember we all grew up on Australian meat pies in Australia. You get them at any service station, gas station, or at school for a school lunch. And they're on the counter of any bar you walk into, or like a pub bar or a hotel bar. And I had to fiddle with it and really recall what the flavour was, because I hadn't been in Australia for many years. And I was like, what was that flavour that I'm hankering for?
Right.
And I found it. I think I found it. And every Australian that comes in says it's pretty close. So it's really a delicious pie. So that one as well.
So I know I've been to your place in Easton. It's a small, intimate setting. I'm guessing around 12 feet wide, maybe. Maybe a little bit wider, maybe 15 or 16.
I don't think it's even 12.
Yeah.
It's almost enough room.
Right. Well, what's the secret to you two then getting along and using that space really effectively, considering how intimate it is?
we have more fun than anyone we've ever met has had at work, because we have somehow fallen into being in exactly the right place at the right time. And so any irritation or argument we have had over it, it passes so quickly because it's so fleeting and so insubstantial to what else is going on in there, that there's just no way to stay cross. And the irritations for me are the same as for her, and we simply try to work it out. We have things stacked to the ceiling. We have, you know, these extraordinary little systems of what has to go where because it's the only place it fits. And that sort of works for us too. You have to stand here and I have to stand in this corner, and then we'll organize a switch.
And we also have a rule that there's no fighting in the pie shop. And we tell our customers frequently, we have to tell customers there's no fighting in the pie shop, because they'll argue over which slice they should have or what they're splitting or who's having this
who's
one or
paying.
That one.
Right?
So even among customers, there needs to be a sense of harmony.
Absolutely.
We could only fit 4 or 5 people
pie shop
up there.
It's a very, very happy place.
So are your pies and tarts available outside of your location or just there in...
At this stage, they're just really available from us. There's a whole wholesaling set of loops you have to jump and get through before you can really wholesale. But they pop up around about at different events.
And what is next for Pie Plus Tart? Like you said, maybe you're looking at distribution. Do you have some other type of events or things on the horizon that you're looking at?
Well, Anne and I have decided a little while ago that our trick is to expand without expanding, because the walls are where they are.
Right.
But there's a few things that we've got in the works. They're just ideas at the moment, like pie subscription clubs. Or
those are words that should be used together more often.
Right,
I like that.
Right, like pie by the month. Mm-hmm. We're looking at getting something organized before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And also people keep asking us if we do lessons, pie baking lessons. So we're thinking about getting some workshops up and running.
Oh, so they could come in kind of behind the scenes and
yep.
Try their own hand at it.
Absolutely.
Literally and figuratively.
Yep, and show them how we do it. And hopefully they'll be able to recreate it at home.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Because it won't be like anyone else does it.
Well, I can tell that after talking with both of you. So Lisa and Anne, thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.